Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today, peeps, we are discussing Astros versus BTS. Okay, Anna has been under the gross misassumption, because I was told by someone who was really into K-pop once, that Astro and BTS were the same bands, but they had changed their name, and so they were now BTS, which I couldn't really figure out how you would go from Astro to Bulletproof Army. I was like, you know, Astro's such a cool intergalactic name. Why would you change it to Bangtan Boys or BTS? It didn't make sense to Anna, but I was like, okay. And then, you know, we have Astro's Treasure and One in a Million, and when you put those up against Dynamite and Filter, for example, I was like, totally different content. So I was sitting there going, what's up with this? Well, tonight I had the revelation thanks to Google, because I went to Google and I went, is Astro the same as BTS? And no, not at all. They are two entirely different boy bands from South Korea, actually K-pop bands, but I call them boy bands because that's kind of their American equivalent, Western equivalent, but they are K-pop bands. But anyway, Astro has their own band, BTS has their own band, and Anna has mistakenly mentioned several times in these podcasts that I could not figure out why they had altered so greatly from their original themes, and that's because Astro has one kind of theme and BTS kind of has another, and because of that, that would be the big difference there. So this is a brief podcast to explain that I was completely ignorant about that, and that's okay. Ignorance is not a problem. The thing is, you can always get better educated about things, and this is one of those things. So now Anna is greatly relieved to know that Astro didn't have this massive shift in content. It's simply they're two different bands with two different leanings. So there you go. Check it at the round table. Bye.